Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Kids. Kids say the funniest things, don't they? When their uncles tell them to say it, right? That's the new one we got overnight.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And that little kid means it, too, in the video.
Nothing.
He's looking right at him. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. You know, it is Christmas, and the kids, it's all about the kids.
Suck it, Jesus.
That's right. Horrible. All right.
That's Hanukkah.
Absolutely right horrible.
That's Hanukkah right there. Although Jesus was a Jew, so maybe not so much.
All right. Eric has been listening to you guys since I was a kid. Driving my daughters to their mothers this morning. Drop them off. I get a call from their mother. She's now in a relationship with another woman. Asking where my oldest heard the words bag of dildos.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
If she lives with another woman, they know what that is.
Not the kids, apparently.
Look at your mom's nightstand.
Apparently, some people shelter the bag of dildos from the what? 7-year-olds?
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
That's the cutest scene.
Good right timing
in that movie. Yeah. Does that guy in trouble?
I've heard that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care. No.
I don't honestly know why I thought we weren't going to get that, but I thought we weren't going to get that one. But I should have not. I
was 50-50. I thought like you, puss. Ah, nobody's going to.
That's a line no parent will cross. Nah, we were wrong.
Yeah.
It may not have been a parent. See,
the uncle.
It may not have been a parent. It may have been an uncle. We don't have the information on that.
I think Craig's got a good point.
One of the kids said this.
Suck it, Jesus.
That's horrible. Anyone would say it.
The kid might not be
let
Christian.
Let alone a child.
Kid might not be Christian. Maybe an atheist kid. You know,
I don't know why, but I think the bag of dildos is worse, Craig.
It's the word dildos.
Yeah, it's just the word dildo coming out of a kid's mouth.
Still waiting for the gods in my butt.
I know.
Don't challenge him.
No.
And that's
no.
Apparently, there's no line. I won't play that one probably because that's pedophilia, and that's for the Brandons and the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
They've got the market cornered. Well, unfortunately, they don't. But they lead the league.
Right. But I'm trying to think of something else we can get the kids to say. But
not
Brandons,
by the way, guys who fly the flag or wear the T-shirt.
Right.
Not all the hat.
Yeah, because one of our Brandon listeners is pissed every day at us. Shut up. Yeah.
No, let's go. Brandon is clever because it means something else. Get it?
It means a memorial.
It's like an inside joke. You got to think about it.
Yeah.
A company out of Pittsburgh that sends fake fecal matter through the mail as a joke is now the subject of a USPS probe, United States Postal Service. The Office of Inspector General has requested a state court enforce a subpoena against poop senders.
If it's
according
fake,
to reports,
the rubber dog poop's been a gag gift for years. You see it at Spencer's, man.
Mm-hmm.
So how can this be illegal?
According to reports, someone was harassing a postal worker in Michigan and using this company to do so.
Can't you just send it in a Cola Guard box?
No, this is a fake poop.
Oh, okay, this is fake poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to send the polar guard. You should send the polar guard guy some fake poop.
I just deliver it personally, you know, in my Tupperware when they order poop from me.
That's what I like to do.
Customer service.
Yeah. I send some rubber turds to the coal guard people.
So explain this, Craig. The guy that's
the postal
worker's mad, he keeps getting him or what?
Poopsenders.com has not replied to the USPS subpoena.
They're being defiant?
Yeah, after receiving no response, officials had the subpoena served by hand to the person they believed to be in charge of the Poop Senders website with the same result. No response. The company's physical address is unknown. The company does business through a post office box. Officials reported an inappropriate relationship between a supervisor and subordinate in 2019 in Michigan, noting that the supervisor was being victimized and harassed by multiple means, including receiving a package of imitation feces in the mail.
It's imitation.
Yes, exactly. But it's part of harassment, apparently. Part of the harassment.
I got it.
Poop Senders website.
Somebody got dumped and kept sending poop.
Who knows why? Poop Senders website advertises its service as the ultimate gag gift, sweet revenge at its finest. They guarantee anonymity. Users can choose from a variety of phony feces.
What kind of poop?
Cow, elephant, gorilla.
Goat.
Or.
Goat.
You can take advantage of the 2021 Happy Turds Giving special for 3 pounds of festive holiday matter.
3 pounds?
How big's a gorilla turd?
Yo, they're pretty big.
Everybody turns to puss.
Yeah, we did turn to puss.
Everybody turns to puss.
I didn't look, but I could feel your damn eyes.
Craig looks right at you.
And we all thought, if it was a goat, he'd know.
Yeah, so...
They're small enough to fit in their hands so they can throw them.
Yeah, that's a good point. But they got big hands, though.
Yeah, looking at this, it looks like the elephant one is probably the biggest.
I'm sure the elephant one is. They got the biggest butthole.
But the combo pack is the best deal.
So who's the guy?
All three in one nasty mess, it says.
Who thinks he's Steve Bannon and ignoring the subpoenas?
That's right. Only the Republicans.
Poopsenders.com. Ignoring the subpoena.
Who do you think he is?
Well, he might have been part of the insurrection, too.
That's true.
Part of the insurrection, you could ignore those subpoenas.
Or let it.
Because the law means nothing.
Nope.
Unless you approve. Then the law means everything.
Right.
Yeah. It is surprising that's even something they'd have to go to court for.
I know.
Like, did you send the fake turds to this guy? Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
All day, every day. We send fake turds.
See the title
everywhere.
Of our business?
Right. Yeah.
If you send someone a box of turds every day, that could be considered harassment.
Yeah, you're like, I also shouldn't be here right now because there's lots of turds that aren't being sent.
There you go.
Because I'm here.
We're busy.
Yeah, you can order.
It's time to send the turds.
You can order
Christmas.
All of these by the quart or by the gallon.
They don't spray like where it smells to make it look more realistic. They have some sort of spray.
They've got a surprise like diarrhea blaster where you open it up, it just shoots all over the place.
Diarrhea blaster.
Yeah, but then the combo pack comes in the gallon or the 3 pound mega.
How pissed and bitter are you that you got to send that? You got to go out of your way, sign up, send money, and then you go, I got him.
Well, fake poop to a friend would be funny
once. Yeah, I understand that.
Real poops, you'd probably get arrested.
If you send it to someone you broke up
with. That's why I shut down
realpoopsenders.com. God.
They got mad at me.
How petty is that?
I have a dude whose girlfriend broke up with him, and he sent a bag of gummy penises to her parents.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Just a one-time deal, though.
That'll teach the parents.
Did that get her back? That usually gets your back.
It didn't work. No.
What did the parents have to do with it? Did they hate them? Oh, I got it.
There was some resentment on both sides.
Yeah. Look, we got some penis pops.
You should get back with him. Is that what they said?
He's a catch.
He's funny.
He's thinking of you.
He's the one.
Yeah. Oh, he wants us to eat a bag of D's. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, take him back.
Yeah. What's more fun than a bag of D's? Nothing.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Nothing.
I'm telling you, man, it sounds like a skit they just did. Like, you know. Like they're on stage at elementary school, the Christmas play.
Yeah, getting ready
dressed
for the
like
Christmas
angels.
Presentation.
Dressed like angels. You know?
Some kid standing like a tree next to him.
Nothing.
Kind of a trick question there, yeah. Isn't it? Like, you know, there might be something.
It's like a play on the Charlie Brown special.
Exactly. No, that's what I'm thinking.
There's nothing.
Yeah. There is nothing.
We could have a couple of kids tell the garbanzo bean joke. You're not saying anything dirty in that.
No, you're not.
Or the pregnant nun joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are there.
You're saying something dirty, said that, something dirty yeah. there.
You kind of are.
Yeah.
One of the leading contributors to shipping and inflationary issues yeah. is apparently the surging cost of wooden pallets.
They used to give them away.
Yeah.
So because
not
people are using them for yeah. arts and crafts.
They used to be $12. Now they're about $21 a piece.
Thanks, Brandon.
I got a stack by my shed. $20. I'll sell them to you for $20.
So that's just one of the things. And you may remember us talking about Doug the Potato.
Potato.
The giant one.
Yeah.
Who was that now?
Giant Potato, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Giant Potato.
Oh, the potato.
The couple
in
New Zealand.
It's named.
Colin and Donna Craig Brown.
Why would you name your potato?
Doug.
Okay.
The potato.
Well, I guess if you're going to name it, it would be Doug.
It's D-U-G, yeah. Doug.
Oh.
It's clever that way.
And they...
D-U-G.
Yeah.
Oh, that's first I got that.
I didn't get it until I saw it in print.
I was this day old when I figured that out.
Doug without an O.
That's stupid.
That's upsetting.
Yep.
And they sent it in to get it verified, right?
Well, it's they're trying to get it verified. It is hanging out in their freezer.
How big is it?
Yeah, but it keeps losing weight in the freezer, so.
It does.
They need to do something now. The Guinness people need to act now.
It apparently weighed almost 17.5 pounds.
Somebody's going to fly to New Zealand to weigh a potato
yes.
from L.A.? Yep. That would suck.
Yep, that's what they do.
Yeah, the current record is just under 11 pounds. This is almost 17.5 pounds.
Man.
They're waiting for an update from the Guinness Book of World Records, and Doug has already lost a kilogram in the freezer.
Well, get on it, Guinness.
They need to hurry.
Apparently, they pull him out every now and then, throw him in the sunshine, and let him see the outside world.
He deserves that.
These people are lunatics.
They potatoes are. Have eyes.
They are. Oh, Craig. Hey-o!
Is that what these people said?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Craig said it.
No. That was me wondering why they did it, and then it occurred to me as we were having the conversation. Yeah. Oh, that's why they do it.
That was pure unadulterated improv right there.
Mr. Craig Brown said... Once
no
we
relation.
Dug him up and everybody had a look and a poke and a fiddle and a squeeze and all that sort of thing, damn. We showed him around, put him on Facebook, went a little bit silly. They call it viral, he said.
They call it viral.
Yeah.
That sweetie doesn't know.
And so they plan to turn Doug into vodka.
Oh.
That's the best thing they could do.
They're cooler than I thought they were. Yeah.
And I don't know how that works.
Nor do I. Like, how much vodka can you get out of a 16-pound potato?
I think you just squeeze it, see what happens.
Yep.
Yeah,
this is
sure.
the highlight of their lives.
I have no idea how to make vodka potato.
Not
vodka.
Sure how that works.
No.
They're going to be sitting around next to you like, I miss Doug.
Right. How do you juice a potato?
Right. Yeah, you got to squeeze it real hard.
Well, they might.
I'll show you.
I'm a machine for that.
I'm sorry to the juice.
Yeah.
The investigators say that the driver responsible for dumping hundreds of packages in a ravine in Blount County, Alabama, made several trips. You may remember us talking about the Amazon driver.
Yeah, the bad Amazon guy.
Yeah, a bunch of packages in a ravine. Apparently, he did this several times. There appears to be 450 victims across multiple counties. They don't expect the case to close quickly. Apparently, he did this more than once.
UPS or...
That was an Amazon guy.
Yeah, this was Amazon.
Yeah. That sucks, though, man.
Because Amazon might fire for that. The U.S. Postal Service probably wouldn't.
People are waiting.
He might get promoted.
People are waiting for the package. They're waiting for their poop to be sent, you know?
Did you get that fake turd?
Nope, didn't. Nah. Yeah.
I mean, can a guy get fired for doing that at the post office, is it still difficult to fire people at the post office?
That's a firing, pretty sure, yeah. I think that's actually a crime also.
Well, this is only anecdotal here, but this is one place that makes vodka. a Swedish vodka maker, Carlson's, and they put about 17 pounds of potatoes in one bottle of vodka.
Really?
Is that what it is? Really?
It distills down.
Is potato, what's the, Tito's is what, the corn or is that wheat?
Corn, I think.
That's corn.
Yeah, I think it's a corn vodka.
And the regular, most other vodka's potato, right?
Well, some's wheat. All kinds of grain.
Okay.
According to this, apparently making it with potatoes is about the least efficient way because it takes so many potatoes.
So long. Okay. To make a
bottle of vodka, but it's supposed to be more flavorful.
That
it's supposed
like
to be
a,
better tasting.
A big pain in the ass to make one bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
But that's a good fate for Doug.
Yeah, you're gonna drink the Doug. Let's or make him. I have mashed potatoes would be nice, though, too. A huge bucket of mashed potatoes right there. Right?
You could eat French fries.
Oh, I like the baked potato. You split it in half and all buttered up.
A lot of butter.
A fully loaded 16-pound baked potato. Yeah.
That's a lot of chives.
Yeah. Chili and everything on there. Chili and chives all on top of that thing.
Pounds and pounds of bacon.
That sounds
good.
That's
a man versus food challenge.
Yeah, it is.
The new man versus food sucks.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't.
That guy, he doesn't even really seem like he's trying.
He'll just
he's like, I'm full.
Yeah. Oh, he stops as he's full?
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen him complete a single challenge.
Well, the reason the other guy quit is because they said, if you keep this up, you're going to have some health problems.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to have a few health problems.
Well, then there was a couple seasons where they called it Man versus Food Nation, and Adam Richman just went out, but then...
And he let customers do it. Yeah.
We're going to show you idiots eating all that food.
Right.
I'm not going to do it.
Right.
They transitioned a little bit there.
Yeah.
They better not have transitioned.
That was that show was excellent at its heyday, though, but it was also just gluttony at its best.
Well, it was
the United States, we will eat 8 pounds of something. And laugh about it.
Well, it was either
while you're
quantity,
starving in a field.
The other ones were heat. Some of them weren't quantity.
Some were heat.
Super
hot. Right.
Yeah, this guy doesn't even seem like disappointed in himself when he can't finish the challenge.
That's not fair. You got to get a big fat guy up there that eats a lot of food.
Oh, he's a fat guy.
This new guy is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they've made any new ones in a couple of years.
Okay.
Though, but I remember seeing some of them when that guy first got the gig.
They should just have man versus food until food wins. Like he just eats till he dies.
I think that's what I'm doing.
I think that's what everybody does.
Oh, that's a good point. Right. I never thought about that.
We all just eat until we die.
Way to bring that up around the holidays. Yeah. Thanks.
Sorry about that.
Food wins.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah, even if they're feeding you out of a bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Good morning.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A woman who claims to have had sex with God.
All right.
Oh, is this one the life coach, the OnlyFans chick that we were talking about?
I don't know. This is Marie Rose. If she's the same one.
No, so this the other one you reported on was she had threesomes with God. Her husband was always involved.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this one says she has a heavenly menage a trois with her husband and God.
Pretty sure it's the same person.
Is God...
But I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
That's where that
clip came from. That's right. I'll bring back
this
that clip for the
Marie
kids.
Rose.
Yeah.
Don't hit the news tab and put in Marie Rose, because that's a lot of old lady obituaries.
Oh, it is.
Not Rosemary.
You got to stay on the main page.
Well, having sex with God, isn't that the Christmas origin story?
Kind
God's
of.
In my butt right now.
Not that
God's
one.
God's in my butt right now.
That is not the Christmas origin story.
No kids. Don't make a kid say that.
Right.
Whatever you do.
God's in my butt right now.
We won't play it.
Well, they can say it, but it won't make the air.
We won't play that. we stick to wholesome things for kids like this.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
I think this might be a different person than who we've spoken about previously, the threesomes with God.
Not Todd in the threesome, because obviously that's where Todd got the gods in his butt right now.
No, that lady's name was Nita Marie.
This is Rosemary?
Marie Rose.
Marie Rose. Okay.
So God's busy getting a lot of threesomes.
Yep.
You don't want the dude there. The guy wants two chicks, right?
He's everywhere.
That's right.
Marie God's Rose, you have right a chance now. To spend some time with Marie Rose in a live stream event.
He's everywhere.
God's in my butt right now.
I bet you he's omnisexual, too.
Oh, he's pan.
Dudes.
He's pansexual.
Women.
Yeah.
Transgenders. Yep. You're right. Totally pansexual. Right. That'll piss off the mega church.
That's right.
Yep.
Not an asexual God's in my voyeur. Butt right now. A woman who claims to have had sex with God will hold a topless virtual Christmas cookie baking experience.
Yeah, interested now, but what she looked like. Right. What she looked like.
Oh, honey, she's a god. We got to watch her.
Careful when you bend over to take the cookies out of the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All your boobs hit in the oven. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, seems dangerous.
Maybe not that huge.
Yeah, some of them are.
What does she look like?
Yeah. I've not heard of that being a problem.
No.
You want to make some cookies? No, I burned my boobs last time.
Well, they're doing it nude.
Still recovering.
They're doing it nude.
Even if you're not doing it nude, there's a chance you could burn your boobs if you're doing it wrong.
Well, yeah, but generally you got them covered up at least a little.
Yeah.
Well, here they're swinging free.
Maybe God will cup them and lift them up a little bit.
But then that just increases the chance of your sweater starting on fire.
God's in my butt right now.
Well, when can we watch this?
December 10th. December 10th at 10:30 Pacific time.
Excellent.
Is when you can watch Marie Rose. She's described here as a well-known stripper.
Oh, I mean, she's got long boobs, I bet.
After claiming she has a heavenly menage a trois with her husband and God.
Mm-hmm.
And so Friday, December 10th at 10:30 Pacific time in Vegas, this is going to go on, the live-streamed event called Jugs for Jesus.
Nice.
Will be shown at hustler clubs across the country.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Thanks for the podcast title there,
Clay. Hustler Clubs.
Jugs for Jesus, name of this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out, TNTRadioEmpire.com. John Waters when we get back. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.